welcome to the Vermilion. What a great place to have a meeting. We're grateful to the Vermilion Gallery Bar for having us. I'm Paul Nelson. I'm the co-editor of the book. Doug asked me, it seems like maybe 2 years ago, maybe it's more than 18 months, I don't know, it's been a while, asked me if I'd be interested in helping him with a book that would benefit homeless vets. And I said, how much does it pay? And he said, nothing. All right, I'll do it. And I'll talk more about Doug. He gets a chance to read tonight as well. This evening, and by the way, he works his ass off, and it's a beautiful book. So before we do anything else, we should talk about it. That's a beautiful book. It's been a tough week, and this is a poem that I've been sharing just about everywhere I could, and I thought, I will read this poem to start the evening, because it kind of feels appropriate considering what happened 3 days ago, and also with our subject matter today. So it's a poem by Clarissa Pincola Estes. You may know her for her book, Women Run with the Wolves, and had a chance to interview her. It was funny when a lot of people were getting down on Mexicanos a few years ago. I got this email, and she said, I'm just distraught. How do I deal with this anti-immigrant sentiment, you know? And I said, who is this? I didn't recognize the email, and she said, it's Clarissa. I said, holy shit. And then I went and copied this poem from her book, and I sent it back, and she was like, duh. So this is called A Prayer. Refuse to fall down. If you cannot refuse to fall down, refuse to stay down. If you cannot refuse to stay down, lift your heart toward heaven, and like a hungry beggar, ask that it be filled, and it will be filled. You may be pushed down. You may be kept from rising. But no one can keep you from lifting your heart toward heaven, only you. It is in the middle of misery that so much becomes clear. The one who says nothing good came of this is not yet listening.